Right, so that would be Kyle Walker.
The Fantasy Football Show.
Hello, Patreons. Happy Thursday. Sun is shining, James. You can tell in if you well, we don't post the videos for these, but I have a skylight in my room that I'm working in. I don't have natural windows, but it's coming down quite bright, mate.
Probably by the time we finish this podcast, it'll be hailstones again, probably. Weather's so fucked up at the moment.
All English Champions League final is the latest news in the football world. I mean, Chelsea yesterday, to be fair. I mean, if they get a goal scorer, fuck me. If they just need someone to put the ball in the back of the net, mate.
Yeah, possibly, but then the style
or
works.
They need the players that they have to start scoring. Man.
I know a lot of the talk was about how sort of Kante and Jorginho played last night, but Havertz is really beginning to show the player that a lot of people knew was there, right? I think
Havertz is still very young, right? He's 21.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a year older than Phil Foden. It's not, they're young kids, man.
Foden's better than Havertz, and I won't have it different.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. But people, when they talk about Phil Foden, they'd always talk about how young he is at 20. Well, Havertz is no older at 21, mate. And then you
no, that's fair. You've got the price tag. That's what it is.
That is exactly
the price tag is what exactly affects the coverage on that.
Mm. So today's quiz, James, talk to me.
Today you've got to look for the what is it? You gotta look for the. How's it
Search
going?
For the hero inside
Search
yourself.
Search for the hero inside yourself. Yeah, it's about the M People.
Okay.
They were a band, what, in the 90s?
Yep.
No.
Good band.
If you like that sort of thing. Today's quiz is the M People. The quiz, every single answer. The surname of the given footballer begins with an M. M for mother. Okay. And that is the simple theme of this quiz.
Is it Mother's Day around the corner and I fucked up and don't know about it?
I have no idea where this idea came from, but it was an idea that came in my head and I went, that'll do for a quiz theme this week.
Okay.
It's simple as that.
And M just was the letter that you chose.
So, I might have been making the quiz a bit hard recently, so I've tried to make this one a bit easier.
Okay.
And at least, how many footballers are there in the world whose surname begins with M? Oh, thousands. Don't worry, there's no one in this quiz you've never heard of.
Good. I'm going to go for 10, 50%. If I get 50%, I'm happy. Yep.
There's only one answer for each question, 20 questions in all. Good luck, everybody. Question one. Who scored both goals in the 2010 Champions League final? Who scored both goals in the 2010 Champions League final? And remember, every one of these answers, the surname begins with the letter M for mother.
Yep.
Question two. Which Italian scored four goals for Manchester United between 2009 and 2011? Which Italian scored four goals for Manchester United between 2009 and 2011?
Spelling doesn't matter.
How am I going to know if you spell it wrong?
I'm just saying, spelling doesn't matter because I can't spell shit. Well, I can't spell that. I can't spell shit.
I don't know how you got so far in life, honestly.
Yeah, me neither.
Question three. Who scored England's opening goal against Sweden at the last World Cup? Who scored England's opening goal against Sweden at the last World Cup? Such as a deep in full. How many players have played for England in the last 3-4 years whose surname begins with M?
A few.
Question four. Which Premier League player was banned for 7 months in 2004 after testing positive for cocaine? Which Premier League player was banned for 7 months in 2004 after testing positive for cocaine?
Yeah, got it.
Okay. Have you got all of them so far, have you?
Nah. Well, I got two. I'm keeping on track with my 50%. But I've got a few. I have a stab at a couple of the others.
Question five. Which current player is on loan at Fulham from Bordeaux? Which current Premier League player is on loan at Fulham from Bordeaux? Question six. Which former Premier League winning manager played four times for Leicester City in 2001? Which former Premier League winning manager played four times for Leicester City in 2001?
Former Premier League winning manager.
Question seven. Who did Manchester City sign from Porto for a reported £31.8 million in 2014? Who did Manchester City sign from Porto for a reported £31.8 million in 2014? That is question seven.
Porto.
Signed from Porto for £31.8 million in 2014. Question eight. Who won the PFA Player of the Year Award in 2015-16? Question eight. Who won the PFA Player of the Year Award in the 2015-16 season?
Yeah, I'm not going to get that.
Question nine. Who was Tottenham captain when they last won the FA Cup? Question nine. Who was Tottenham captain when they last won the FA Cup?
Yeah, I think I know that.
I doubt it. I mean, it's obviously not last week, and anything longer than a week ago you tend to struggle with. Question 10. Who did Manchester United sign from Chelsea for a reported £44.0 million in 2017? Who did Manchester United sign from Chelsea for a reported £40 million in 2017? Question 11.
Remind me question eight, mate, sorry.
Question eight was PFA Player of the Year 2015-16. Question 11. Who scored the final sudden death penalty for Germany against England at Euro 96? Who scored the final sudden death penalty for Germany against England at Euro 96? Question 12. Which player was relegated from the Premier League with Swansea City in 2018? And then suffered relegation from the Premier League again in 2019. Question 12. Which player was relegated from the Premier League with Swansea City in 2018 and then suffered relegation from the Premier League again in 2019?
I feel like it's been an answer on a quiz before.
We've done a lot of quizzes now.
I think there was one about who'd been relegated with loads of clubs in successive seasons.
I'm going to help you here and say, no, I don't think so.
Okay.
Question 13. Who was the first player to finish as a runner-up in the Premier League with two different clubs? Who was the first player to finish as a runner-up in the Premier League with two different clubs? Premier League obviously formed in 1992. He was the first player to finish as a runner-up in the Premier League with two different clubs.
That's a tough one.
Question 14. Who played in the Premier League for the following clubs? And I've put these in alphabetical order. Arsenal, Aston Villa, Middlesbrough and Portsmouth. Who played in the Premier League for Arsenal, Aston Villa, Middlesbrough, and Portsmouth. Question 15. Who has played in the Premier League while on loan for Liverpool, Stoke, and West Ham?
Say that again.
Question 15. Who has played in the Premier League while on loan at Liverpool, Stoke, and West Ham? In all three of those spells, he was only on loan. Question 16. Who has scored the most goals for Brighton in the Premier League since their promotion in 2017?
Yep.
Who has scored the most goals for Brighton in the Premier League since their promotion in 2017? Question 17. Who scored the winning goal when Birmingham City beat Arsenal in the 2011 League Cup final? Who scored the winning goal when Birmingham City beat Arsenal in the 2011 League Cup final? Question 18. Blackburn Rovers bought which player in 2006 who won the Champions League 2 years earlier? Blackburn Rovers bought which player in 2006 who won the Champions League 2 years earlier? Question 19. Who scored for both teams in the 2018 World Cup final? Who scored for both teams in the 2018 World Cup final? And question 20, here's one for you to think about. Who is the highest scoring player in Premier League history whose surname begins with the letter M? Who is the highest scoring player in Premier League history whose surname begins with the letter M?
What was 19, sorry?
19 was which player scored for both teams in the 2018 World Cup final.
I had that down as 18, which means I don't know 18.
Which player did Blackburn buy in 2006 who won the Champions League 2 years earlier?
Blackburn.
I shall repeat all the questions again. How many blanks you got, Serge? More than I feel like it's more than other. Shit, is it hard? I tried to make this fucking easy.
I think for most people it might be easy, but for me it's a bit difficult.
Okay, I'll repeat all. Question one, who scored both goals in the 2010 Champions League final? Two, which Italian scored four goals for Manchester United between 2009 and 2011? Three, who scored England's opening goal against Sweden in the last World Cup? Four, which Premier League player was banned for 7 months in 2004 after testing positive for cocaine? Five, which current Premier League player is on loan at Fulham from French club Bordeaux? Six, which former Premier League winning manager played four times for Leicester in 2001? Seven, who did Manchester City sign from Porto for a reported $31.8 million in 2014? Eight, who won the PFA Player of the Year award in 2015-16? Nine, who was Tottenham captain when they last won the FA Cup? 10, who did Manchester United sign from Chelsea for a reported £40 million in 2017? 11, who scored the final sudden death penalty for Germany against England at Euro 96? 12, which player was relegated from the Premier League with Swansea in 2018 and then suffered relegation from the Premier League again in 2019? 13, who was the first player to finish as a runner-up in the Premier League with two different clubs? 14, who played in the Premier League for Arsenal, Aston Villa, Middlesbrough and Portsmouth? 15, who has played in the Premier League while on loan for Liverpool, Stoke and West Ham? 16, who has scored the most goals for Brighton in the Premier League since their promotion in 2017? 17, who scored the winning goal when Birmingham beat Arsenal in the 2011 League Cup final? 18, Blackburn Rovers bought which player in 2006 who won the Champions League 2 years earlier? 19, who scored for both teams in the 2018 World Cup final? And 20, who is the highest scoring player in Premier League history whose surname begins with the letter M. All your answers for the surnames of these players begins with the letter M.
I've got 9 blanks, mate, so I'm going to have to get every single one that I got right.
Okay. Question 1. Who scored 2 goals in the 2010 Champions League final?
I don't even know, mate.
Inter Milan beat Bayern Munich in the final. Does that help?
So it was an Italian player.
No, wasn't actually. Correct answer is Diego Milito.
Milito, okay.
Milito.
Good. I like it when I get them wrong and I would have never got them right. Anyway,
okay, so fine. Question 2. Which Italian scored 4 goals for United between 2009-11?
Makeda. Federico Makeda.
Federico Makeda is the correct answer, yeah. Burst on the scene 2009, scored in consecutive games as a 17-year-old. And pretty much went very quiet for him since then. Federico Makeda is the correct answer. Question 3. Who scored England's opening goal against Sweden at the last World Cup?
I've just gone Maguire.
Harry Maguire, old slabhead, is the correct answer. Question 4. Which player was banned for 7 months in 2004 after testing positive for cocaine?
I do remember this. Adrian Mutu.
Adrian Mutu, yes, is the correct answer. I can't believe 700 podcasts in and he still don't silence the thing. Adrian Mutu is the correct answer. Question 5. Which current Premier League player is on loan at Fulham from Bordeaux?
The only two I can think of that are M's is Mitrovic and Maja. Mitrovic obviously isn't on loan, so Maja.
Josh Maja is the correct answer.
They don't have it. Do they have any other M's? I'm trying to think if they've got any other M's.
I don't know.
Okay.
I didn't think that far. Question 6. Which former Premier League winning manager played 4 times for Leicester in 2001? So just a blankie. I presume you've got a blank. You just can't think of anyone. You're going to kick yourself, mate.
He played in 2001 for them.
How many managers have won the Premier League whose surname begins with M? I guess there can't be many.
No.
There might only be one. I'm trying to have a think through here. I don't know. But the only one I can think of that comes to mind is Roberto Mancini.
Yeah. I was going to just... That was just on the tip of my tongue.
Yeah, Mancini. Of course. Sweetheart, yeah. Roberto Mancini is the correct answer.
It just came to mind. What I should have tweaked is 2001 is when he played for them, so he would have been managing a bit later.
Correct. You didn't need to think about managers in the 90s. No, it was obvious. No. Question 7. Who did Manchester City sign from Porto for $31.8 million
in 2014? The only person I can think of would be Benjamin Mendy, but I don't know where he came from.
Where did they buy Mendy from?
France, probably, obviously. Monaco or Marseille or something.
Ah, yes, from Monaco, actually. Yeah, Ben Mendy. Correct answer was a bit of a car crash for Man City. Eliquim Mangala is the correct answer. Question 8. Who won the PFA Player of the Year in 2015-16?
I've got a blank here. Give me a club.
Well, he's not with the same club now. What I can tell you is he's in the form of his fucking life. He's playing as well now as he did in that season.
Mason Mount. No,
just now he's playing in a better team and it's not quite so noticeable.
Right, so that would be Kyle Walker. No, what am I talking about? It's a fucking M. So I was just trying to think who went from Spurs to City because they're playing in a better team.
Cole Walker. Who won the league in 15-16?
City?
No.
Chelsea?
No.
Leicester. So Riyad Mahrez.
Riyad Mahrez is the correct answer.
And you are, he's fucking in good form right now.
He is blitzing it at the moment, Mahrez. Phenomenal. I was watching him the other night and I was wondering what he'd cost now.
Oof. What did they pick him up for? 40s?
Yeah, reasonable.
Yeah.
If PSG wanted to buy him tomorrow, what would City let him go for? Mm. And he'd have to think some of the funds that have gone for other players now, he's got to be pushing in excess of 80 or so, and he's got to be at least double, minimum.
Massive.
Question 9, who was the last Tottenham captain when they last won the FA Cup?
Mabbott.
Gary Mabbott is the correct answer, yeah. Question 10, who did Manchester United sign from Chelsea for a reported $40 million in 2017?
They didn't buy that many players, so it's got to be Juan Mata, isn't it?
I knew you'd make that mistake. Correct answer is Nemanja Matic.
Okay. Remember, 40 for Matic, eh? Big money.
Remember, Moyes bought Mata.
Right.
This is like 2012-13, isn't it?
I thought it was a bit longer. Okay.
Question 11, who scored the final sudden death penalty for Germany against England at Euro 96?
Müller?
Yes, Andreas Müller is the correct answer.
I just picked a Müller. I didn't know Thomas Müller, Andreas Müller, fucking Joachim Müller. I just picked a Müller.
You know what's funny about that was I actually had questions originally that had Thomas Müller, Gerd Müller. I settled on Andreas Müller. Question 12. It's tough. Who was a player relegated with Swansea in 2018 and then relegated again in 2019? I think I could tell you which club he was relegated with and you might still struggle, Serge.
Yeah, I don't know.
He was relegated in 2019 with Fulham.
Nah.
Correct answer is Alfie Mawson.
Question. He was quite highly rated as well.
He was at Swansea. Yeah, Tottenham were looking at him, really looking at him. He's still a Fulham player. He's spent the season on loan at Bristol City.
Right.
So, yeah. Question 13. Who was the first player to finish a runner-up in the Premier League with two different clubs? So the runners-up in 1993 were Aston Villa. In 1994, it was Blackburn. In 1995, it was Manchester United.
May.
Help? David May is the correct answer. Well done. Yeah.
Can I get a half point for that?
I'll let you have that one. Fuck it.
Tough question, Matt. That was May.
Question 14. Who played in the Premier League for Arsenal, Villa, Middlesbrough, and Portsmouth? Oh, I thought you'd got this one.
Arsenal, Villa, Middlesbrough, Portsmouth. No, I'm struggling with this one. What position?
Depends which set of fans you ask, but I would say attacking midfield player.
Attacking midfielder with the letter M. Nah.
The order is
yes.
Oh, you've got it.
Ah, yes.
You've got it?
Merson.
Paul Magic Man Merson. Yeah, well done.
Yeah.
Still won't put his phone on silent.
I thought it wouldn't ring back, but it's all right.
Don't they know who you are?
Yeah.
Paul Merson is the correct answer for 14. Question 15. Who has played in the Premier League whilst on loan at Liverpool, Stoke, and West Ham?
I struggle with this one as well.
What if I said he was on loan at all those clubs from Chelsea?
Chelsea.
And what if I said he's still a Chelsea player, but obviously out on loan again? He's currently playing in Moscow. Last year, he was playing in Milan.
Playing in Milan, Chelsea player. If I had another 3 or 4 minutes, I'd figure it out.
He's been at Chelsea for 9 years and he's only played for him about 70 times. And that includes the fact that in the title winning season under Antonio Conte, he played nearly every game at right wing back. Correct answer is Victor Moses.
Moses, of course, yeah.
Question 16. Who has scored the most goals for Brighton in the Premier League since their promotion in 2017?
Got to be Glenn Murray.
It is, yes. Glenn Murray is still on about 6 more than Neil Maupay. Glenn Murray is the correct answer. Question 17. Who scored the winning goal and one of my favourite ever goals when Birmingham beat Arsenal in the 2011 League Cup final?
Don't know.
Like to backflip, you'd more commonly remember him for playing at Newcastle. Nigerian. Yeah.
Nah, I ain't got it.
Obafemi Martins.
Okay.
He was quick. Question 18. Blackburn bought which player in 2006 who won the Champions League 2 years earlier?
Yep.
Yep.
Don't know.
He won the Champions League 2 years earlier with Porto.
Mm-hmm.
Another African forward. Specifically South African in this case.
Benny McCarthy.
Benny McCarthy is the correct answer.
I'm not giving myself a half for that. Too many hints from you on that one. I should have got that one.
Question 19. Who scored for both teams in the 2018 World Cup final?
Mandzukic.
Mario Mandzukic. Correct answer, yeah. And question 20. Who is the highest scoring player in Premier League history whose surname begins with an M?
No idea.
That's so tough as a question because it's under
so idea.
It's under 100 goals as well.
Oh, he hasn't scored that many, eh? How many has he scored?
And, well, I think he's up to about 80 or 90. And it's a current player as well.
Oh, that's my next question was, does he still play?
Current Premier League player.
80 or 90 goals?
Roughly. It's under 100, I know that. Not only is
Mane?
It is Sadio Mane, yeah.
Mane?
Yeah.
Is the highest score. I mean, if you asked me, I would have said he scored fuck all. Because he hasn't been around that long and he wasn't prolific at Southampton. So he's had one big season with the Golden Boot at Liverpool, but he hasn't really...
You say that. He's got 8 Premier League goals this season, which is poor based on his previous two, which were 22 and 18. So there's 48 goals.
40.
That's 48 goals over the last three.
How long was he at Southampton?
Oh, when did Liverpool bought him? Pochettino was fucking trying to buy him so hard. When did they buy him? So that must have been 2000.
Only 3-4 years ago. He hasn't been near Liverpool that long, has he?
Yeah, we're going back to like 2016 or something. I feel like I want to check that now. But yeah, he's been at Liverpool a while, mate.
I thought he's only been at Liverpool 3-4 years. Okay.
Yeah, wow. Sadio Mane. Why do we think he's had a bad season? I mean, we can be honest and say it is a bad season. 2016, they bought him.
That's quite a while. That's five,
he scored 71 goals for Liverpool, 21 for Southampton. Those are league goals. He's on 92. It's not bad, mate.
It's decent.
He was getting 21 is in 2 years with Southampton, 71 in 5 years with Liverpool. So he's kind of averaging sort of 15, 16 goals a season.
Decent.
Yeah, of course it is.
He's not a striker, is he? So
exactly. That's your quiz done. How many did you get?
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
I wish you could have all seen his face.
9.
No, he was going to cry.
Just because I wanted to get to my 10. Anyway, patrons, I hope you did better than I did. And I hope you enjoyed the quiz. Jump in the channel, whichever it may be on Slack, and tell James if it's too easy, too hard, or just right.
And theme suggestions would be very much welcomed. Or obviously, if you want to do a quiz yourself, feel free to ask at any time. Just DM me. But even theme suggestions for a quiz, I'd appreciate, because I scraped the barrel this week. Let's be very honest.
Yeah. Next week, after the M people, will be the LMN people. We're going to work through the alphabet now.
20 questions and every answer ends with an X. Xhaka. Yeah,
there we go. Stay safe, patrons. Thank you for your support. Back at you tomorrow. Differential show right before the deadline. Ciao for now.
Is there a triple game week going on? Cue music, please, man child.
The Fantasy Football Show.